圣经里头记载着很多古圣徒的祷告。
The Bible records the prayers of many old-time believers.
比如说祭司、先知或者使徒他们的祷告。
For example, the prayers of priests, judges, and the disciples.
甚至也记载了主耶稣的祷告。
And the Bible also records the prayer of Jesus Christ.
圣经通常不是只是说某某人在祷告。
And the Bible doesn't just say such a person was praying.
常常也记载着他们当时祷告他们的态度，他们祷告的情形。
The Bible also records the circumstance and the attitude that they had when they were praying.
所以有时候提到说有人是禁食祷告。
Sometimes it says that there was fasting and prayer.
有时候记载说有人是大声的流泪哀哭祷告。
And sometimes it records that the prayers were given with weeping and in a great crying.
有时候记载着说这个脸仰望着天祷告。
And it will sometimes say that the prayer was being said while facing up to heaven.
有时候是俯伏在地的祷告。
And sometimes they were prostrated on the floor.
那当然也常常记载着这些人祷告的内容。
And of course, it also contains what they said in their prayer.
所以有时候我们会想说，祷告的时候我们讲什么，或者说我们心里在想什么。
And in our prayers, we think about what we think in our hearts.
其实从圣经里头这些圣徒，我们可以得到很多的这种参考跟提醒。
And we can refer to the prayers of the people recorded in the Bible as a guidance.
尤其诗篇很多的诗都是祷告的内容。
For example, many of the psalms are prayers.
那今天下午我们在祷告之前，我们来查考圣经里头的最后一个祷告。
Now this afternoon, before our prayer session, we will study the last prayer recorded in the Bible.
那当然这也是在圣经最后一卷最后一章。
And this prayer is recorded in the last chapter of the last book in the Bible.
而且它只是很短的一句话。
It is a very short phrase.
请看启示录二十二章二十节。
Let us refer to Revelation chapter 22, verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿们，主啊，我愿你来。
He who testifies to these things says, Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
这个使徒约翰他得着了主耶稣给他的这些异象跟启示之后。
After the Apostle John had received the visions and revelations of the Lord.
主耶稣再次的证明他所看见的，他所记录的都是真实的。
And Jesus is assuring that what he was given to this apostle was true.
都是有关主耶稣再来之前的一些事情。
And all of these are prophecies that will occur before the second coming of Christ.
那在这里主耶稣他再一次的强调说我必快来。
And here the Lord Jesus assures once again, surely I'm coming quickly.
那接下来是约翰他的反应，他一句很简单的祷告词。
And John's response was a very short prayer.
他说阿们主耶稣啊我愿你来。
And his response was Amen, even so, come Lord Jesus.
早上我们提到圣经里头最后一个邀请。
In the morning we spoke about the last request in the Bible.
Invitation, last invitation in the Bible. 那其实最后的一个祷告词也是一种邀请。
And the last prayer in the Bible is also an invitation.
早上讲的那个是对人的邀请。
And what we spoke about in the morning was an invitation towards humans.
那约翰的这个祷告词是对主耶稣的邀请。
Now Apostle John's prayer here is an invitation for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我刚才讲过，我们到底要祷告什么？
And we ask ourselves, what should we pray about?
我已经讲过，圣经里头很多古圣徒他们所祷告的。就是也是我们要祷告的。
We've already mentioned that the same things that the people in the Bible have requested, we should also petition in our prayers.
我们称使徒约翰是一个爱的使徒。
We often call Apostle Paul, Apostle John, the apostle of or the disciple of love.
那他是跟主耶稣最常在一起的三个门徒之一。
And he is one of the three disciples that spend the most time with the Lord.
哦，他的祷告词也应该可以成为我们祷告内容的一个很好的榜样。
And therefore, his prayer should be a good example for us in our own prayers.
哦，所以这一句简单的话说，主啊，主耶稣啊，我愿你来，这也可以常常成为我们的祷告的内容。
Therefore, we should always also use this phrase, "Amen." Even so, come, Lord Jesus, in our own prayers.
哦，那我们就仔细的来想想看，这个短短的祷告词里头，它有什么含义
？Now, let us consider what this phrase means.
哦，第一个，从表面上来看，直接的就是为了主耶稣的再来，赶快再来的一个祷告。
First, we can see that it is a prayer for the second coming of Christ.
哦，这个主耶稣说，我必快来。
Because the Lord has said, "Surely I'm coming quickly."
哦，约翰很有信心的说，主啊，我愿你来。
And
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
John had a lot of faith in responding, "Lord, I come."
哦，这是一个信心的祷告，信心的回应。
This is a prayer of faith, and this is a response of faith.
哦，主耶稣说，我必快来，这是一个应许。
The Lord said, "I'm coming quickly," and this is His promise.
哦，我们知道在圣经里头有许许多多神的应许。
We know that the Bible records many promises of the Lord.
哦，这些应许我们都必须要用信心去回应、去领受。
And we must receive and respond to these promises with faith.
我们请看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章二十节。
Second Corinthians chapter one verse 20。
保罗说：“神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以指着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。”
Verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him amen to the glory of God through us.
哦，这里说神的应许在主耶稣基督里头都是阿们，都是实在的。
God's promises in Jesus Christ are all amen, which is they are true.
哦，神说了，他就会成全，就会应验。
And if God has promised it, then He will realize it.
哦，所以我们要用信心去领受，去回应。
Therefore, we must have faith to receive it and to respond to it.
哦，所以使徒约翰他用信心来做这个祷告，来相信耶稣的再来，接受耶稣的。主耶稣的再来。
And the Apostle John had faith when he was given this prayer in order to receive the Lord's second coming.
哦，使徒约翰他还没有看见。
But the Apostle John had not yet seen the second coming.
但是他的回应就是我相信，所以他说主啊，我愿你来。
But his response was that of faith, so he said, "Come, Lord Jesus."
哦，很多有关主耶稣的事情，我们常常是要用信心。去回应，去领受。
Many things that are related to the Lord, we must receive with faith.
比如说，在旧约时代的这些先知，他们都仰望着弥赛亚救主的来到。
For example, the prophets of the Old Testament were yearning for the coming of the Messiah.
哦，他们都是存着信心来传讲这个信息。
And they would proclaim this news with great faith.
哦，在他们活着的时候，他们没有看见。但是他们相信。
They did not see this accomplished in their lifetime, yet they believed.
哦，所以照加拉太书所说的，到了时候满足了，主耶稣就来到这个世上。
As it is recorded in the book of Galatians, when the time comes, the Lord will arrive.
哦，这些先知他们所传讲的一切都应验了。
And all of what the prophets said were realized.
哦，今天主耶稣应许我们，他要再来。
And today, the Lord Jesus has also promised to us that He will come again.
哦，照着主耶稣在圣经对他再来的描述，啊，主耶稣说他来是突然间的来到。
And according to the recordings of the Bible regarding the second coming, we know that it will appear very suddenly.
哦，大家都还在过着平常的生活的时候，主耶稣来到了。
While everyone is engaging in their daily routine, the Lord will come.
哦，那主耶稣说，对他的再来，我们应该有的态度是什么
？What is the attitude that we should have towards the Lord's second coming?
请看马太福音二十五章。
Let us refer to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章十三节。
Matthew chapter 25, verse 13.
十三节，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。
Verse 13, watch therefore, for you know not the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.
哦，这里说要警醒。
Here tells us that we must be watchful.
哦，当使徒约翰说，阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
When the Apostle John said, Amen, come, Lord Jesus. 哦，
这个约翰在当时他是很警醒的，在准备着耶稣的再来。
And when he offered up this prayer, John was very watchful in preparing to meet the second coming of Christ.
哦，所以今天我们查考使徒约翰，他有很多的榜样模范，让我们来思想，来做学习。
And today, as we examine the Apostle John, there are many of his actions and attitudes that we can learn.
哦，因为他很有信心的说：“主啊，我愿你来。”
Because he had a lot of faith to say, "Come, Lord Jesus."
哦，他为主耶稣的赶快再来在做祷告。
And he was praying for the second coming of Christ.
哦，所以呢，他也为主耶稣的再来警醒的在做准备。
He was also being watchful and preparing for the second coming of Christ.
哦，这就是为什么一个很简单的祷告词，但是它很重要。
This is the reason why this may seem a very simple prayer, but it is very important.
哦，我们的祷告内容里头常常放着这一句话：“主耶稣啊，我愿你来。”
In our prayers, we should also include this phrase: "Come, Lord Jesus."
哦，我们为主耶稣的再来，赶快再来，来做祷告。
We ought to pray for the second coming of Christ.
那为什么这个是也是我们应该有的一个重要的祷告的内容
？Why is this a very important content in our prayer?
我们请参考马太福音二十四章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章二十二节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 22.
二十二节，若不减少那日子，凡有血气的，总没有一个得救的，只是为显明那日子必减少了。
22, and unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.
主耶稣再来之前的一些征兆啊，有很多是人难以去承担的。
Many of the occurrences prior to the second coming will be unbearable for humans.
啊，比如说在马太福音这里所描述的一些战争啊，或者是天灾人祸等等。
For example, the wars, disasters, and tragedies that are recorded here in Matthew.
哦，所以这样的日子必须要减少。
And because of these difficulties, the days must be shortened.
哦，那主耶稣也应许说他要减少这样的日子。
And the Lord Jesus Christ also promised that he will shorten such days.
哦，是为了显明，为了他的百姓的缘故。
And he will shorten these days for the sake of the elect.
哦，真的，我们生活在这个大环境里头，这个大环境有什么变动，我们也是受影响。
And we know that as we live in this world, we face many of the troubles that occur in the world.
哦，所以主耶稣这样应许，所以我们也要相信，为这样的事情来祷告。
And because the Lord has promised these things, we must also pray about these things.
哦，很多时候主耶神应许，但是人要用祷告来回应。
Oftentimes the Lord has made a promise, but we must respond with our prayer.
哦，就好像以利亚先知的时代，神对以利亚说：“我要降雨在地上了。”
For example, in the time of the prophet Elijah, the God had promised that he would bring rain.
哦，所以以利亚先知在加密山上求雨，为下雨这件事情来做祷告。
And Elijah was praying upon Mount Carmel, and he was praying for this rain.
好，使徒约翰说：“阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。”
The Apostle John said, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus."
哦，这个祷告里头包含的第二个意义，就是我们邀请主耶稣就我们眼前的计划或者生活，他来介入。
And the second reason why we would have this prayer is to ask the Lord to intervene in our present lives.
哦，这个来就是一个邀请。
And to ask the Lord to come is to invite Him.
哦，我们邀请主耶稣进入我们的生活，进入我们的计划。
We are inviting the Lord to enter into our lives and to enter into our plans.
哦，我们活着，我们很多事情，我们说我们交托给主耶稣。
And in our daily lives, we will say that there are things we turn over to the Lord.
哦、我们 trust 哈、啊，信靠主耶稣。
And we entrust these to the Lord Jesus.
哦，这不等于说，那我们就不用尽我们的本分，我们就不用努力。
But that does not mean that when we entrust it to the Lord, we should not、be diligent ourselves.、
哦、是我们尽了我们的本分之后，我们信靠他。
But once we have done our part, we also entrust him.
哦，这个有什么好处？
What are the benefits of doing this?
哦，我们有努力，但是我们不用有压力。
That、the benefit is that we can give it our best effort, but we will not feel stressed.
哦，很多时候那个，这个痛苦啊，不是来自于努力，而是来自于那种承担要需要承担后果的那种压力。
Oftentimes our feeling of pressure and anxiety has less to do with our effort, but has more to do with having to face the consequence of our decision.
哦，那成为一个基督徒，他的一个幸福的地方是，我们需要努力，但是我们不用去挑那个担子。
The joy of being a Christian is that we must be diligent, but we don't need to carry that extra burden.
哦，所以我们一个基督徒也要常常为我们的明天、为我们的将来来做一些思考、做一些计划。
And as a good Christian, we should also think about and plan for our futures.
哦，我们要计划一下我们什么时候到哪里去。
We ought to plan what time we are going to such a place.
哦，我们计划一下今年我想要完成什么事情。
And we should plan what we are going to accomplish in this year.
哦，我们计划一下我什么时候来完成哪一件事情。
And we plan when we are going to complete a project. 哦，
那约翰的祷告给我们一个提醒。
John's prayer gives us a reminder.
哦，就是我们欢迎主耶稣来介入我们的计划。甚至我们的生活。
We are welcoming and inviting Jesus to enter our plans and to enter our lives.
哦，我们都知道，我们常常要去更新哈，去 update 我们的计划或者我们的生活。
We know that we are constantly updating our plans and our lifestyle.
哦，这个就是有一个影响的原因，所以我们要做调整。
And the reason why we make these modifications is because some factor has changed and we must adapt to it.
哦，我们都知道，没有一个计划是从头到尾都不更改的。
We know that there is no plan that will not change from beginning to end.
哦，除了神的计划之外，人的计划总是会有调整、有更改的。
Aside from God's plan, we know that all human plans will be modified.
哦，那这个调整就变得非常的重要。
And therefore, these adjustments become very important.
哦，那我们如何去调整我们的生活、我们的计划？
Then how should we adjust our plans and our life?
哦，就是邀请神，他来介入我们的计划。
And the way that we make these adjustments is by inviting God to be part of these plans.
哦，这就是为什么使徒约翰说：“主耶稣啊，我愿你来。”
And this is the same reason Apostle John said, "Come, Lord Jesus."
真的在我们的计划里头啊，一定会有一些事情它介入，而让我们必须调整。
And in our lives, once he intervenes, we know that we will need to make some adjustments.
有时候碰到死亡的事情，那计划就更改了。
Sometimes when we face death, then our plans need to change.
有时候遇到意外的灾害，那计划就会更改了。
And sometimes we face unpredictable disasters, then we must also change our plans.
有时候遇到病痛，整个计划就要更改了。
And sometimes we encounter illnesses and we need to change our plans.
哦，所以更改计划，这个应该是很平常的事情。
Therefore, it must be very common to make adjustments to our plans.
哦，那我们不要忽略了这个更改计划的原因，它是从主耶稣来的。
Therefore, we should not ignore that making these adjustments has to do with God's coming.
哦，有时候事情介入我们的计划，它是带来负面的影响。
Sometimes when factors affect our plans, they come with negative consequences.
哦，那我们说主啊，我愿你来，我们是邀请主耶稣，他带来那个正面的、更好的 的一个影响跟调整。
And then when we pray, Come, Lord Jesus, we are asking the Lord to bring positive consequences and positive influences to our plan.
哦，这就是罗马书里头保罗所说的万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And this is what is recorded in Romans that all things work together for those who love God.
哦，一个爱神的人，他邀请主耶稣来介入他的计划，介入他的生活。
A person who loves God will invite Jesus to be part of their lives and to be part of their plans.
哦，所以很多的时候，这些所介入的事情过了之后，让我们发现真的是让我们更长进、更美好。
And a lot of times after Jesus has been invited into these plans, we realize after the fact that the whole situation has improved significantly.
哦，所以我们祷告很重要的一个内容就是约翰的祷告。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
And these are the reasons why we should also have John's prayer in our prayer, which is to say, Come, Lord Jesus.
哦，因为主耶稣的再来比一切的计划都还要重要。
Because we know that the second coming of Christ is of more importance than any other thing in our lives.
哦，主耶稣的再来比我们一切的目标都还要重要。
And the second coming of Christ is more important than all of our goals in this life.
哦，所以我们愿主耶稣快来吗？
Do we ask the Lord to come quickly?
哦，我们要把这个内容常常放在我们的祷告里头。
We must remember this prayer in our own prayers.
约翰的这个祷告啊，也是一个有一个含义，他要与主见面的这种祷告。
Another significance of this prayer is that the Apostle John wanted to have a meeting with the Lord.
在大卫的诗里头说那是好的无比的，在意中来见神。
And in David's Psalms, this meeting with the Lord has no comparison.
哦，他说，当我醒来的时候，我能够在意啊，在意里头来见到神，见到神的面。
And the psalmist says that when I awake, I can come to the presence of the Lord in righteousness.
哦，我们都会经过看得见的死。
We will all encounter physical death.
好，我们也都会再醒过来。
And we will all be awakened.
哦，那醒过来的时候，我们希望是怎样的情形
？And when we are awakened, what do we want to face？
我们能不能够见主的面
？Will we be able to see the Lord's face？
大卫说，他在意中见主的面，他就心满意足。
And David said that when he meets the Lord in righteousness, he will be satisfied.
哦，这种感觉啊，有 baby 的父母亲啊，可能可以感受到一点。
And this feeling that David had in his psalm might be something that parents can understand.
啊，有时候刚好 baby 醒过来的时候，你刚好站在他面前。
And sometimes when a baby awakens, the parents are right in front of him.
哦 ，baby 他已经开始会认人，他已经认得你。
And when the baby starts to recognize people, he will recognize his parents.
哦，当他眼睛张开，他看到你在他的面前，你在对他笑，那个 baby 啊，也会那种很棒的那个你永远难忘的那个对你的微笑。
And when the baby awakens and sees you standing there and recognizes you, and you smile at him, he will also smile back with this smile that it is very hard for you to forget.
哦，我很有幸哦，有这样的经验。好，所以我的孩子现在虽然远远的高过我，但是我还记得哦，那个他醒来看到我的那个微笑。
I myself have had this experience, even though my children are now grown up. I remember when they smiled when they were young.
哦，那个真的可以体会到大卫那一种所谓的心满意足。
And this is how I've experienced that level of satisfaction that David describes.
哦，将来我们真的要跟主耶稣面对面。
And one day we will be face to face with Jesus Christ.
我们常常互相勉励说我们要有祷告的生活。
We often encourage one another that we should have a life of prayer.
啊，真的，很多弟兄姐妹他们 enjoy 在这种祷告的啊自己的那种祷告生活里头。
And many of the brothers and sisters enjoy having this life of prayer.
哦，就像主耶稣所说的，在内室里头跟天父啊来啊独自的相处。
Just as the Lord has said, to be in the inner chambers and to interact with God.
哦，那个也是非常的美妙。
And that is a wonderful experience.
啊，只要你真的很努力的来养成这种祷告的生活，你一定会啊，会体验到这个美妙的时刻。
And as long as we work hard to have this type of life of prayer, then we will also experience this wonderful feeling.
哦，但是我们也知道，半个小时、十五分钟、一个小时之后，我们又要面对着现实的生活。
Of course, we know that after 5, 10 minutes or 30 minutes, we still have to come and face the reality.
哦，那个感觉也好像彼得他们在变帽山上。
And that feeling must be the same feeling that Peter had on the Mount of Transfiguration.
哦，他很想要把那一个时间点把它永远停留在那里。
And he must have wanted to just stay at that moment forever.
哦，但是他必须还在现实里头，他还是要下山的。
But in reality, he still had to come down from the mountain.
哦，在现实里头，我们还是要离开那一个祷告的内室。
And in reality, we still must leave this chamber of prayer.
哦，那我们仰望，我们盼望着将来的那个永远跟主耶稣在一起。
And we will yearn for that time when we can be with the Lord forever.
哦，所以约翰他才会这样祷告说：“主耶稣啊，我愿你来。”
And this is the same reason why Apostle John said, "Come, Lord Jesus."
哦，所以约翰他为主耶稣的再来，他是很热切的。
Apostle John was very fervent about the second coming of Christ.
哦，所以我们对主耶稣的再来应该也是要热切的。
We should also have the same fervor.
哦，因为这是一个有福气的盼望。
Because this hope of the second coming is a hope that brings blessing.
哦，主耶稣的再来是使徒约翰活泼的盼望。
The second coming of Christ was a living hope for Apostle John.
哦，今天主耶稣的再来也要成为我们活泼的盼望。
And today the second coming should also be a living hope for us.
哦，所以我们常常问，哦，我们可以问自己，主耶稣的再来是我的盼望吗？
And now we can learn to ask ourselves continually, is the second coming of Christ our hope?
哦，主耶稣的再来真的是会带来这个极大的意义的实现。
And the second coming of Christ will bring the realization of great promises.
哦，这就是启示录的，我们看一下启示录十四章十三节。
Let us refer to Revelation chapter 14, verse 13.
启示录十四章十三节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 13.
十三节，我听见从天上有声音说：“你要写下，从今以后，在主里面而死的人有福了。”圣灵说：“是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。”
Verse 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them."
啊，主耶稣的再来是我们得奖赏的时候。
The second coming of Christ is when we will receive our reward.
主耶稣的再来是我们永远跟他同在的时候。
And the second coming is when we will be with him forever.
啊，主耶稣的再来就是我们回他为我们准备的天家的时候。
And the second coming is when we will return to that heavenly home he has prepared for us.
哦，所以圣经里头的这个最后的祷告词真的要成为我们的祷告内容。
Therefore, this last prayer recorded in the Bible should be our own prayer.
哦，如果这一个祷告是我们祷告的内容。
And if this last prayer in the Bible is our prayer.
哦，那最后我还要跟大家来看一段圣经。
Let us look at one last passage.
请看约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章第一节。
First John chapter 3 verse 1.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真的是他的儿女。
Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God.
哦，这里说神是何等的慈爱。
Here it tells us how much God is loving.
哦，那个神最大的爱啊，就是让我们恢复儿女的身份。
And his greatest love is shown by allowing us to return to this role of children of God.
让我们这些本来是罪人的，现在能够被称为是神的儿女。
His love is shown that he could turn us sinners into the children of God.
在这个前辈的福音里头，我们也真的成为神的儿女。
And within this complete gospel, we also become the children of God.
那再来说，世人所以不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。
Then it follows, therefore the world does not know us because it did not know him.
不认识主耶稣的，就不会认识我们的身份是有多么的尊贵。
And those who do not know Jesus Christ will not realize just how valuable a role is.
第二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，也因为必得见他的真体。
Verse 2, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
将来的天国，将来的永生，还没有完全的向我们来显明。
The heavenly kingdom and eternity has not been manifested to us entirely.
但是这里告诉我们说，我们一定会像主耶稣复活的主耶稣那样子。
But here it tells us that we shall be like the resurrected Christ.
是有一个荣耀的身体。
And we shall have a glorious body.
那所以我们可以面对面的来见主耶稣。
And because of this, we will be able to see the Lord face to face.
这里说必得见他的真体。
And here it says that we shall see him as he is.
因为这样子，所以我们常常祷告说，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
And because of this hope, we will pray, Come, Lord Jesus.
第三节。
Verse 3.
凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Verse 3. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure.
第三节对我们来讲是很重要的一个提醒。
And verse 3 is a very important reminder for us today.
如果我们指望主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
If we have this prayer of Come, Lord Jesus.
除了嘴巴讲之外，我们的行为，我们的生活应该怎样呢？
Aside from saying or speaking this prayer, what change do we have in our lives?
除了在祷告里头这样祷告之外，那我们该怎么办？
Aside from uttering this prayer, what should we do?
这里说，如果我们有这个指望，我们就要洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Here in verse 3, it says that if we had this hope, then we must purify ourselves as he is pure.
这就是说，这就是为什么我们不但要受洗，而且我们要灵修自己。
This is the reason why we not only receive water baptism, but we must also cultivate ourselves spiritually.
因为我们的主耶稣他是圣洁的，他是洁净的。
And it is because the Lord is holy and he is pure.
所以我们也要靠着他的恩典，他的帮助，我们洁净自己。
Therefore, by reliance on His grace and His help, we can purify ourselves.
那我就用以上做我们这个下午祷告前的彼此的分享跟勉励。
And may this serve as our mutual encouragement before our prayer session this afternoon.
我们常常将这个祷告词做我们祷告的内容，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Let us often use this prayer as our own prayer. Come, Lord Jesus.
因为我们的祷告能够像主耶稣的应许那样缩短减少那个灾难的日子。
Because our prayer will be like it is promised that it will shorten the end days.
我们的人生有很多的这种不确定。
And in our lives, we face a lot of uncertainty.
所以我们需要主耶稣介入我们的计划，我们的生活。
This is why we need the Lord to intervene in our plans and our lives.
我们有一个活泼的盼望，将来要面对面来见神。
We have a living hope that one day we will come before the Lord face to face.
现在我们一起来做祷告。那我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们一样可以到前面来。
Now we will have our prayer, and those who would like to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
同心祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.